by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground.
Restoring old garden plots and increasing growing capacity with soil amendments and greenhouse construction. In this week's edition of Garden Talk, Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us on the line. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Let's start off with some listener questions. We've got quite a bit in the last few weeks. We have a question from Kathleen, and she writes, I have 20-year-old soil that has been amended with compost over the years, but grew way too many weeds last year. How do I build it up?
A couple choices here. First, with my own experience, was I had exactly that problem, and I basically covered my existing soil over full of weeds with cardboard and build boxes on top with new fresh stuff. That's one way to go if you've got the time, space, and energy. You could, if these are perennial weeds like buttercups and stuff, diligently sift the soil to try to get all of those out. That can work. If you let them sprout, actually cover that bed with some clear plastic, let the weeds sprout early now, and come back and pull that out, or even take the propane torch to them. And if they're annual weeds, like our little mustard and the new little seedlings of buttercups, dandelions, and whatever else. So you can torch them off first, fry the top layer, and then you might want to put a thin layer of clean soil on top, mixed with compost and other good stuff. And then try not to dig down through that new layer to disturb the layer underneath if there are lots of seeds, dormant seeds, waiting to see the light to germinate. So I'd almost say if it's really weedy and if it's because of seeds, you know, use both of those techniques, germinate them and torch them off, and then put a new layer on top. And again, so rich compost stuff is showing up here in the local retailers, stores. Mix compost in there, use some organic fertilizer in there, and grow from there.
Second question comes in from Dan. What material do you recommend for a small backyard greenhouse in Southeast? Glass, polycarbonate, double wall polyethylene, others?
Depends on how much money you have or how good a scrounger you are. Certainly the recycled windows are great. You can have how many truckloads do you want, pretty much, from all the local places. Lots of them. Put a word out on Craigslist or on Facebook or otherwise. People might deliver windows to you. So you've got to build a frame for those. And they can be double pane windows. You've got insulation. And do you want to really extend your season a lot using that polycarbonate, which is very expensive, but great stuff, very durable. And for the quickie hoops and some plastic over it, a single layer isn't going to run a lot of money, but it will also not extend your season as much as a double layer, which is inflated. It is a time and money. I guess a lot of us have more time these days for more scavenging opportunities. So think about that and make it as big as you can possibly do it, and then make it bigger because the smaller greenhouses heat up very fast. And so the larger you can make it, the longer get ventilation, or have it fairly tall. So again, you can have vertical air movement is really important also.
Speaking about ventilation, several years ago, I visited a property in Taku Inlet, and the caretaker there had built from scratch a geodesic greenhouse that included temperature control and water control, and it was just, I just kind of marveled at it. It was just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, get creative with that. And there's lots, I mean, there's all the videos and discussions, so there is some great material out there. Hey, and this time of year, I drive around looking for collapsed Costco shelters, scavenge those, cover them with plastic, and voila, you have a greenhouse.
Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
Plant your rows straight and long, temper them with prayer and song.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Building Supply, locally owned since 1936. Offering building supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donable.biz.